This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Get ready. You're tuned in to Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely Tea, bringing you the hottest trending topics on social media. Stay connected. Instagram.com/LovelyTea2002.
Hey, you guys. Welcome to another episode of Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely Tea. Hey, you guys. Happy Sunday. Hope you guys are doing good today. So I wanted to come on here because I know it's been a while since I podcasted. As most of you guys should know by now, I was hospitalized for about a week last week, and I got out earlier this week. So I have just been trying to get better and heal. I've been doing a lot of damn sleeping, so sorry I haven't really been posting. I did a live stream Friday, which was just really nice to, you know, get back in the stream of things. But since then, I just like really been chilling and just trying to relax. So I want to come on here and talk about the whole Jerry Harris situation. So as you guys know, like, this case is like tripping me out, because I remember about, I don't know, maybe like 6, 7, 8, 9 months ago or some shit, I was talking about the show Cheer on Netflix, and I loved it. You guys know I love shows like that. I love watching dance competitions, cheer competitions. I'm a big fan of Bring It On. You know, I love sports. Like I tell you guys, sometimes like when you have illnesses that limit you, like physically, you know, to be able to do certain things, you kind of live vicariously through those who can do it. So I always enjoy stuff like that, because it just reminds me of, like, you know, how amazing the human body is. You know what I'm saying? When you're like fully healthy and you can do flips and tricks and get thrown in the air. And I love it. So one of the guys on the show that just like captured my heart was Jerry Harris. Him, Ladarius, Gabby. I mean, it was like quite a few of the kids. They had very interesting backstories. I also love the coach, Monica. Like, Monica put her all into these kids. I mean, it was like a family. Like, she spent more time with them than even her own family. So I really respected the fact that, you know, she put her all into this cheer program.
That was high. That was boom.
That was good.
I instantly smile when I hear his laugh. I mean, he's so fun to watch.
So I didn't really keep up with the show after I watched this series. I was, you know, they're all way younger than me. I'm not really interested in what a bunch of 18, 19, 20 something year olds are up to. But from researching everything, he got really popular off that show. I mean, he was on a media blitz. He was on all types of TV shows and everything else. But we'll get back to that in a minute, right? So we had posted the story right before I went to the hospital about these two twins coming out. And basically, the twins and their mother were suing Jerry, you know, sexual harassment. And so I was like, okay, this is odd. You know, Jerry, the one with the huge smile, he's been through so much. His mother, you know, died of cancer, and she literally gave her last to make sure her son was able to, you know, get into the cheer competition and get into the cheer scene. Like, she put a lot into her child, you know. So I was just like, that doesn't sound right. So then, you know, I started investigating, and then I found the USA Today interview with the two twin boys. They're identical twins, and they're both cheerleaders, and they were talking and telling their story along with their mother on how Jerry was sexually harassing them. So I want you guys to go ahead and check this out, and I'm going to come back with the rest of the podcast.
Different person from when you actually know him.
Yes, he might be charming and funny and lovable and also be engaging in sexual activity with children.
My first indication that there was something going on was I found a series of text messages on Charlie's phone with Jerry Harris. I feel like I was attuned to the fact that they were friends with him, but I wasn't aware that there was something inappropriate about that relationship. That caused me to sort of delve deeper with Charlie and look in his Snapchat and things like that and see that it was more than just text messages.
Jerry would send me photos and videos of himself, send me obviously nude pictures of himself and like saying all of the things that like he like wants to like do to me and stuff like that. If I didn't like comply with her and do it, he'd be like, oh, I will like block you or unadd you. And like, I don't like when people are mad at me, so I was trying to please him. He's asked me for nudes, I think maybe 2 or 3 times, and every single time I just shut him down and just said no. He said a couple weird things to me before, but it nearly wasn't to the extent that like what happened to Charlie. It was super uncomfortable for me, especially at competitions, because when I would see him, like I just really wouldn't want anything to do with him because I know what his motives would be. He would like try to be like go somewhere with me and like hook up with him, and I'd be like, no, I don't feel comfortable with that.
I made the report about Jerry Harris, and that was in early May. And I guess I just made the assumption that somebody with USASF was doing something about the Jerry Harris stuff, because I did receive a confirmation that they had received my report back in May, but I didn't hear anything else from them until early July, when I think I got an email from Amy Clark saying, would it be possible for us to get together on the phone and talk about this? I'm kind of confused. So it was kind of at that point that I realized that nothing had been done on USASF's part at all. It really made me realize that there was nobody that had my back in this situation, that I was really the only person that was looking out for my kids.
I would not be putting myself out there and doing all this stuff and literally losing my friends about this for no reason.
All right, so you guys just heard everything that the twins and their mother had to say. So I will give the mother props that, you know, she felt something was wrong and she investigated. She then went and, you know, went from just not being in their phones, but also checking their social medias, their Snapchat. And that's when she ran across those messages about him wanting to meet up with the twins and do stuff. And we can all imagine with our minds what do stuff means, right? So I'll give her props that she didn't just sit on this. She wasn't like, oh, he's a famous guy. He couldn't, you know, he would never. She went and she contacted the proper authorities. She went and contacted the cheer coalition that he was working for and stuff. And she did all this way back in May. So I was really surprised that this had been going on as long as it had been going on. But she reported all this back in May. But everything did not break until like maybe like a week and a half ago in September. So now she's suing. So that's where, you know, the side eye comes in. Is, I guess for me as a parent, I'm like, I guess like if somebody touches my kids and, you know, sexual abuse is something that is so serious and it lives with you, you know, the rest of your life. Like, thank goodness he never touched these boys. But the things that he was alluding to, the way he made them feel uncomfortable, especially when they would see him at cheer competitions, that's enough to really mess with you. You know what I'm saying? So for me as a parent, I want you to go to jail. You know, so when I see people saying, oh, you know, this is messed up, but I just want to sue, that's where the side eye comes in. But it doesn't mean that they don't have a case. They have proof and he was harassing these young boys sexually. So now, fast forward to all of that breaking. And initially when he came out to try and, I guess, so-called defend himself, he was saying that, oh, he was a teenager. This was a few years ago. He was 19. But even at 19, these boys a few years ago would have been 12. That's not an okay conversation to have with 12-year-olds at 19. At 19, you are closer to an adult than even being a teenager. So at some point in time, you have to know better. That doesn't negate it. That's way too young for you to be having any type of sexual communication, you know, with children. So then last week on Friday, September 18th, it came out that he was arrested and charged on child pornography. And he admitted to targeting multiple children. So remember, a few days ago, he was denying it, saying he was a teenager. He didn't know what these folks were talking about. But then the FBI got involved. And so this is what they're saying. They're saying, according to reports, Jeremiah Harris, 21, has been arrested and charged with producing child pornography after admitting to targeting at least 15 underage boys. The investigation was triggered after a mother reported finding text messages exchanges on her son's cell phone. Some of the victims were as young as 13 years old.
We begin tonight with that breaking news. By now, you've probably heard about the arrest of Jerry Harris, one of the stars of the Netflix series Cheer, the Naperville resident accused of luring two boys to send him sexual pictures.
Late this afternoon, we learned Harris admitted to doing the same thing to as many as 15 other children. And the allegations don't end there. CBS 2's Jeremy Ross was in federal court today as prosecutors unraveled a disturbing pattern that went on for more than a year. He joins us now live. Jeremy.
Brad and Erica, Netflix releasing a statement only moments ago saying that they are shocked by the news. Harris was in a federal courtroom earlier today taking a listen. Reviewing the allegations firsthand, prosecutors say that one of the triggers for today's events, a mother seeing a message exchange on her son's phone.
From text messages to Snapchat posts, a federal affidavit details multiple criminal conversations and illegal sex acts with children. A 27-page criminal complaint details the accusations against 21-year-old Jeremiah Harris, the rising star, better known as Jerry Harris, from Netflix show Cheer. The docuseries details competitive cheerleading, and it is in that atmosphere that Harris is accused of forming relationships with younger male cheerleaders, then exploiting them for child porn pictures and videos, in some cases, sex. The victims listed as young as 13 years old. Investigators say the crimes date back to December of 2018 through March of this year, with initial contacts with victims taking place at cheer competitions and camps. Court documents showing a text exchange where prosecutors say Harris messages a boy, learns he's 13, and asks for pics, including booty pics. In another, prosecutors showed a young boy doing a cheerleading position known as the needle. They say a Snapchat account using Harris's name asked the child to do it naked and take a video and show me. Investigators saying in some cases the 21-year-old paid his victims, in one case, up to $3,000. Harris admitting in court documents he engaged in some of the messaging, including on Snapchat, from his Naperville home. That's the scene where neighbors described more than a half dozen vehicles Monday, including the 21-year-old's red Jeep. Harris also admitting in court documents to soliciting and receiving child pornography on Snapchat from 10 to 15 other minors and to sex acts with a 15-year-old at a cheer event in 2019.
And Harris's attorneys not stopping to talk with media on their way out of the courtroom earlier today. Attorneys representing at least two victims saying a parent had the courage to finally come forward with these allegations. They are urging investigators to look into the people who might have been overseeing these cheer camps, these cheer events, to see if there's anything that they could have done to stop this from happening, or perhaps failed to do so.
And it makes me sad because, once again, with his persona, his smile, his energy, you would have never thought that he would be involved in anything nefarious like this, okay? But this is why I always say, you know, you never really know people. You don't really know what goes on behind closed doors. That's why it's not good to fall in love with a persona or a character or who people portray themselves to be, especially on social media or in the celebrity world, right? So now he has been officially charged. I want to play you guys one more video. I want you guys to check this out. This was after he was charged.
The breakout star of the hit Netflix series Cheer was arrested today on child pornography charges. Jerry Harris is the high-energy personality on the wildly popular cheerleading docuseries. Now the U.S. attorney in Chicago is accusing him of soliciting pornographic images and videos from 14-year-old twins. Their mother, Kristen, who asked that her last name not be used, says her boys met Jerry Harris at a cheerleading competition.
My first indication that there was something going on was I found a series of text messages on Charlie's phone with Jerry Harris. So
Harris has become a media sensation. Ellen DeGeneres hired him to cover this year's Oscar red carpet. Hoda Kotb and Jenna Bush went nuts when he visited the Today Show set. And in June, long before the investigation was disclosed, he interviewed Joe Biden.
I'm so happy I get to talk with you.
Now Harris finds himself under arrest, facing some very serious charges.
All right, so you guys just watched that Inside Edition piece. Now, what I find very interesting is this. Now, back on my Instagram page, right before I went to the hospital, we were talking about the Jerry situation. What he's done is disgusting. I don't agree with it. He should be charged and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But I find it very funny that, you know, his case popped up so quickly. The FBI got involved and, you know, they're going after him hard as hell. And compared to a lot of names that we've been seeing over the past few months, he's a Z-lister. So he's a young man who got famous from a Cheer documentary on Netflix. But yet and still, you have these huge A-list celebrities who have been accused of literally the same thing, and it's crickets. And I find that very, very telling and very, very interesting. So on top of that, my tin hat is definitely tingling. And I find it very interesting because as I went to research more about the story, all of the people that Jerry was connected to, okay? You had him connected to Ellen DeGeneres, which a lot of people say, you know, she is involved in P-Gate. Even her set looks like Jeffrey Epstein's island. We've talked about that on the Discord group. Then after that, you also have him meeting Oprah Winfrey. Earlier in the year, they even claimed that her house was raided for, you know, child pornography. And then that came out to be a hoax, but follow me. So I find that very interesting. But then what I also find interesting is that literally a Z-list reality TV show star from Netflix is interviewing a presidential candidate. Why? Like, I had no idea that that interview even went on. But the fact that he's interviewing with Joe Biden, and a lot of people call him Sleepy Joe, Creepy Joe. We've all seen the Creepy Joe Biden videos. I don't have to, you know, regale y'all with that. But I just found that really, really strange that he was kind of plucked from obscurity, and now he's meeting with some of the biggest names in the industry, including a presidential candidate, okay? So those are just some of the things that got me being like, something don't seem right with this situation. And then also, let's not forget that Netflix is currently embroiled in a bunch of controversy with the new movie that they released about a week or so ago called Cuties. And a lot of people are saying that that is a pedophile's, you know, wet dream, basically. You have these young girls. It's a, you know, an 11-year-old twerk team. They're dressed scantily clad. They're twerking. You know, the camera shots are very suggestive. They're like, you know, zooming in their private areas and on their little butts and everything else. So a lot of people have been calling for a boycott of Netflix. So it's very interesting that Netflix has this whole pedo situation that they're being drugged for all over social media. And now one of the biggest Netflix stars has been, you know what I'm saying, accused of the same thing and admitted to it. So all of that just did not sit well with me. But on that note, this is a sponsored podcast. I'm going to go ahead and play a message from our sponsor. Y'all go ahead and check this out, and I will be right back. So today's sponsor comes from BetterHelp.com. Are there certain things that are interfering with your happiness? Is there something that's preventing you from achieving your goals? Well, BetterHelp is here to assess your needs and match you with a licensed professional therapist. You can speak to them in a safe and comfortable environment, and everything will be confidential. BetterHelp is convenient, professional, and affordable. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are now recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. If you want to start living a happier life today, as a listener, you can get 10% off your very first month by visiting betterhelp.com/sipslow. That is my code to get the 10% off. Over 1 million people are taking charge of their mental health by talking to licensed professional counselors who specialize in a variety of things, everything from depression to stress, anxiety, relationship issues, sleeping, trauma, and much more. So once again, if you are looking for some type of mental health support, make sure you go on to betterhelp.com/sipslow to get 10% off today. All right, so now I want to go ahead and talk about what the coach had to say, because she's spoken out on this, Ladarius, Gabby, and, you know, many others. But the coach, Monica, this is what she took to Instagram to say. Monica says, "My heart is shattered into a million pieces. I am devastated by this shocking, unexpected news. Our children must be protected from abuse and exploitation, and I'm praying hard for the victims and everyone affected. Please respect our privacy as our family mourns during this heartbreaking time." So that was really sad to see Monica write that, because, like I said, she treated each individual, you know, young person on her team like family, you know, and he really held a special place in her heart. So I can only imagine what her and the rest of the team are going through. Now, Ladarius Marshall was like one of his best friends on the show. He has been through a lot himself. He was molested by a family member. His mom was in jail. He was abused by his brothers for being gay. So Ladarius has been through a lot. He kind of had a chip on his shoulder during the show, you know, but with that chip, he just, you know, gave amazing performances. And he was also one of my favorites as well. So this is what Ladarius had to say. So he says, "I feel as though I have had the wind knocked out of me. How could this happen? The pain of watching the recent events surrounding my friend and former teammate, Jerry Harris, has been gut-wrenching. As a victim of sexual abuse as a child, I know all too well the pain of experiencing this type of abuse and the difficulties it can create for life after such trauma. My heart goes out to all who may have been affected by this behavior from adults. It is wrong and should never happen to a child. I am broken to pieces to see this happening to someone so close to me. To any adult who may be feeling tempted to approach a child in a sexual way, please seek major psychological help. This type of behavior only ruins lives and damages everyone around you. This will not be acceptable behavior now or later in the future. We must do better. We must protect our children. I pray for the healing of everyone involved." He hit on so many good points, you know, and you could hear the hurt in what he wrote on Instagram, because he too was a victim of child molestation by his own family member that he was forced to live with. You know, so this is just really sad, and it just goes to show you that you never really know people. Through that big smile and that big loud personality, he seemed so happy. You know, he had his down moments on the show, but he seemed like a genuinely just positive, happy spirit. So to hear that he was doing this, it's just like, damn, if this is not a case of a wolf in sheep's clothing, I don't know what is, you know. But I think with this situation, we need to take this as a learning experience, like we should with any situation, is that you never put so much trust in anyone around your children, you know. And if you start seeing changes in your children, you need to look into it, you know, check their social media, check their phones and things like that. So I do appreciate this mother for being on top of it, for sensing something was not right and digging into it. Because if not, who's to say how many more children he could have been down here molesting and touching and creating child porn and all types of nefarious stuff. OK, so I also say that to say this. Something with this story is very bothering to me. Because if you guys don't know, as of today, it's been announced that the FBI is now looking for additional victims of cheer star Jerry Harris's child pornography investigation. So this is coming from click2houston.com. I'm going to go ahead and read this to you guys. It says the FBI is seeking to identify additional underage children that were asked by Jerry Harris to produce or view sexually graphic videos or photos or even engage in sexual conduct. The star of the Netflix documentary Cheer, Harris 21, was arrested on federal child pornography charges for allegedly enticing an underage boy to produce to produce and transmit sexually explicit videos and photos of himself last week. The FBI is looking for potential victims that may have been abused in person or through the following social media accounts. Then they go on to post his Snapchat name, Jerry_714, Instagram name, _JColeOfficial, or any other accounts believed to have been used by Jeremiah Jerry Harris. If you believe you or your minor dependents were victimized by Harris, the FBI is requesting for you to complete a brief questionnaire. All responses are voluntary, but may be useful in a federal investigation to identify potential victims. The agency says that you may have already given this information to an FBI agent, but to provide the information again in the questionnaire. Based on your responses, you may be contacted by the FBI and asked to provide additional information. All identities of the victims will be kept confidential. Then on Twitter, the FBI Houston, they go on to tweet this. #FBI is seeking to identify potential additional victims under the age of 18 who were asked by Jeremiah Jerry Harris to produce/view sexually graphic videos/photos or engage in any sexual contact. Contact may have occurred in person or through these usernames. And then they go on to give the list of his usernames that he used on social media. Now, what I find very interesting about this, so many people, like we've been saying all year, 2020 is the year of exposure. So a lot of people have been exposed for just all types of shit, right? I've never seen them go this hard for any A-list, well-known, you know, actors, actresses, singers, whatever, who have been accused of the same. It's like simply, you know, it might go viral 1 minute and then it just dies down. It gets swept under the rug. And it's like, well, damn, whatever happened to such and such who is being accused by such and such? And you really don't hear anything else. But we've just seen so many cases of this with, like, you know, big name celebrities being accused of like molestation and rape and Pizzagate, and it's crickets. And even recently, you know, there's been YouTube stars, there's been TikTok stars have been accused of like sexual abuse and using their platforms and using their social media influence to sleep with underage children, boys and girls. So I just find the way that he's being handled very interesting compared to how, you know, when others are accused and there's allegations placed on them, their stuff seems to be handled behind closed doors or swept under the rug. With this, it's been, you know, busted wide open. And the fact that just as recently as, you know, a day ago, the FBI is now asking for help from social media to bring on more charges against him, you know? And if you are a victim, yes, you should reach out. You should tell your story. But my thing is this, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And the way that they're handling his case, meanwhile, not looking into the whole Tom Hanks situation. And, you know, I can just name so many celebrities off the top of my head. You know, the fact that a lot of these other celebs are not being really thoroughly investigated. And it's easy to dismiss them as rumors, but if you've really done the research, then you know the rabbit hole goes deep with all the sadistic, just disgusting things that go on in Hollywood. And the fact that none of these other people are being held to task, but so much energy and resources are being used for Jerry, I find that very, very telling. You know, and the fact that, honestly, he had access to some of the biggest names in the industry. Maybe he was honestly procuring some of these kids for his new A-list buddies. And, you know, once the cat got out the bag, they threw him under the bus because it's easier to make him a sacrificial lamb than to go after the bigwigs. I'm just saying. So anyways, that is the end of my podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. So I will post half of this on YouTube so you guys can leave a comment. Let me know what you guys think about the entire situation. I hope he gets the maximum, and because it's not okay. Sexual trauma lasts with people for years to come. I mean, you have people who have off themselves because they cannot deal with all of the sexual abuse and trauma that they face as children. So I hope he gets his just desserts. But like I stated, he's not alone, and I don't like the unfairness. I don't like the fact that so much focus is on him. Meanwhile, people who we know are engaged in messed up things are just skating by. They're untouchable. So once again, leave a comment. Let me know what you guys think about this week's episode of Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely T. I will talk to you guys later. Enjoy your day. Bye.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Make sure you join us again soon. For all the latest tea, make sure you follow me on my social media pages. Just put in LOVELYTI on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.